on the line by the Ballyshannon coach, Paul McDevitt. Paul, good afternoon.
How are you doing, Miles? Well,
not so bad at all, Paul. Paul, you're speaking to us this weekend because the All-Ireland Club Championships are on next weekend. That's for girls under 16, hosted by the North West Division. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Letterkenny is hosting the All-Ireland Club Championships next Saturday and Sunday for under 16 girls. There's 12 teams competing from all over the country, and two from the North West, Ballyshannon and Letterkenny Blaze, are in it as well. So we're hoping both clubs will give it a good run and do well in the competition.
Well, it's good to see Donegal clubs competing at national level. What type of chance do the Donegal girls have?
Both clubs will go very close. I think Ballyshannon are strong in the division, in the B division in the All Irelands, because they won the league and the cup in the schools this year. So it's more or less the same team that's competing for the club. And Letterkenny are very strong as well. They've run us close in the league, so we expect both clubs actually to do well in the All Irelands and hopefully get to the. Might be a good thing if they if both of them get to the final on the Sunday. Mm-hmm. It'd be great.
College to Columbkill, the Ballyshannon team involved?
Yes, that's the Ballyshannon team. All the girls go to College to Columbkill, and they did the League and Cup double earlier this year in the schools.
So. And overall, how is basketball going in the Northwest?
It's progressively getting better, and we have a new development this year in that the Basketball Ireland, in conjunction with Letterkenny IT, appointed a development officer, Niall McDermott, and we're hoping that's going to help promote the game in the region, and he's working down as far as primary schools to try and get the game up and running. And there's a collaboration in terms of with the GA. There's a program that Basketball Ireland run with the GA to work the game skills that are a crossover between the two codes, and that's very successful.
And in relation to building it up, I suppose, back over the years, Letterkenny IT have done well in national competitions. I remember Dan Mulholland, among others, doing well at basketball and leading the North West.
Yeah, no, the North West has a bit of a tradition, particularly there in Sligo as well, is in our region. And the Sligo All-Stars would have been a club that's been around for over 50 years. And, so there is a history in the region, but I suppose it went into a bit of a lull for a while, but we're trying to build it back up again. And as you say, Letterkenny IT and Sligo IT both compete in the inter-colleges. And Sligo actually won their division this year. So Letterkenny is starting to build back again, as I said, and I think with the development officer being in place now, we would hope that that'll strengthen us. And we're considering at the moment, there's consideration whether we'll put in a national league team based out of Letterkenny IT, so that will really help the profile of the game.
I think that was mentioned before, but possibly didn't get going, but it would be a good idea.
Yeah, it was mentioned before, but I think now, like with the facility there in Letterkenny IT, the Undanlin, it's a super facility, and it has good seating there for supporters, so we would be able to accommodate a crowd, and it'd be great to see some internationals coming to play in Letterkenny. So that's hopefully where we're working on it. It's a new development, and we would hope if it doesn't happen this year, that it would happen next year.
I presume it's open to the public, the competition next weekend?
Yeah, it's been hosted in the Loretto Gym, the Convent Loretto. They're hosting it on the Saturday, and in Letterkenny IT, as I said, they're hosting it. There's four pools. There's two pools based in each venue. So all day Saturday and most of Sunday, there will be basketball ongoing in both venues. So public are more than welcome to come along and particularly try and support the Letterkenny and the Ballyshannon girls and cheer them on.